Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we really get into the sources shaping our lives. And today, oh boy, we're diving into something that, well, if you're like me, it just creates this constant low-level background noise of anxiety. Passwords. I mean, you know, forgotten logins, that endless cycle of reset password, maybe those little sticky notes you hope nobody finds.
Oh, I've seen those under the keyboard.
Exactly. Or even worse, that sinking feeling when you realize you've used the same kind of weak password for like half a dozen really important accounts. It's not just annoying. It's actual password fatigue. It's a real thing.
It absolutely is.
Just last week, I got locked out of my old photo archive. Total panic, thinking I'd lost years of memories, all because way back then I picked something easy instead of something secure.
Oof, yeah. That's rough.
But here's the thing, these passwords, they aren't just little annoyances. They're literally the keys. The keys locking down almost everything in our lives now.
Everything.
Your money, right? Your private chats, your streaming accounts, even your kids' school stuff. It's all behind a password.
Mm-hmm. So our mission today is simple. Show you that a few small changes, really human-focused changes, can completely shift how you handle your digital world.
Yeah.
We want to take password management from being this awful chore to just a normal routine, one that actually protects what you care about and honestly brings some real peace of mind. This is for everyone listening, parents setting up game accounts, teens on social media, grandparents trying online banking, everyone.
Absolutely. And we're going to dig into why these less than ideal habits stick around, even when we sort of know better.
Right.
We'll look at the human side of it, not just the tech. And then, yeah, we'll get into simple, really effective fixes that work for actual people. Reframe the whole thing. It's not about strict rules. It's more about, you know, care and protecting your family, making it feel natural.
Okay, so let's unpack that. We generally know the basics, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, don't reuse passwords, don't use your birthday or your dog's name.
Easy 1, 2, 3, yeah, exactly. And please don't share them all over the place. These aren't state secrets anymore. People hear this stuff. So if we know this, why do so many of us just keep falling back on weak ones? Or using the same password again and again? Why does it feel like we're always fighting ourselves on this?
That really is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And what's so fascinating, I think, is that the issue isn't really laziness. It's just being human.
Yeah.
Especially in this digital world we've built.
How so?
Well, our brains, frankly, they just weren't built to store the sheer amount of random data we asked them to. Think about it. The average person. They're juggling somewhere between 70 and 100 online accounts. Maybe even more now.
70 to 100. Wow.
Yeah. So expecting our minds to just perfectly recall dozens, maybe hundreds, of unique, complex passwords for every single one without ever messing up. It's just, that's not realistic.
Okay, that makes sense. Cognitive overload.
Exactly. Then there's the way we create accounts. Often we're doing five things at once, right?
Yeah.
You're signing up for a new app or a quick delivery service, maybe a free trial.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to get in, so you pick something easy, maybe a small change to an old password.
Yeah.
You're not stopping to think about, like, long-term security.
It's about the immediate need.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Convenience right now. And then, of course, there's that really basic fear, getting logged out.
Oh, yeah.
That feeling of dread, losing access to something important. It pushes people really strongly to stick with passwords they know they'll remember.
Yeah.
Even if those passwords are, you know, fundamentally unsafe. Easy for someone else to guess.
I completely get that. That fear is powerful. It almost always points you towards what feels easy, not what's actually secure.
Mm-hmm.
So just recognizing that reality, that it's not about lack of knowledge, but more about dealing with this huge volume and complexity, that's the first step, isn't it?
It really is.
It lets you start blaming yourself and start looking for solutions that actually fit into real life. Meeting yourself where you are, not where you feel you should be.
Precisely.
Okay, so we get why we struggle. Let's talk solutions, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Given these very human challenges, what actually works? What are some effective, user-friendly ways to beat password fatigue and boost security without needing, you know, a photographic memory?
Yeah, and that's key. The solutions have to be human-friendly, too.
Huh.
First thing, and honestly, I can't recommend this enough, password managers.
Okay.
A lot of people still think they're just for, like, tech wizards, but they're really not. They're tools designed to make life easier for literally everyone. Think of them like a super secure digital vault or notebook.
Right.
It holds all your logins, remembers them so you don't have to. But the real genius, I think, of the modern ones isn't just storage. It's how they can help families manage shared access securely. It fosters a kind of digital independence.
Digital independence. I like that. So practically, how do they make things easier day to day?
Okay, so they do a few really key things. First, they generate incredibly strong, unique passwords for every single account. That alone is a huge security win no more reusing.
Okay, that's big.
Then, they autofill those details across your devices. Your phone, laptop, tablet. Seamless. Super convenient.
Nice.
And for families, this is huge.
Yeah.
Many of them let you securely share specific passwords. So for things like streaming services, utility bills, shared calendars.
Yeah, right, the joint accounts.
Exactly. You can give access to family members without ever revealing your main password, your master password, or any of your other private logins.
Yeah.
So instead of stressing about dozens of passwords, you only need to remember one strong master password. That unlocks the vault.
Okay, that sounds really good. But what about that worry people have, you know, putting all their eggs in one digital basket? Is it actually safe? And like, if someone's totally new to this, how do they even start? It sounds kind of daunting.
That's a totally fair question. And it's important. Look, the good password managers use really strong encryption. Your data is scrambled on your device before it even goes anywhere else. And reputable companies often get audited by third parties to check their security. So nobody, not even the company that makes the software, can see your master password or your stored info. While we won't name specific brands here, just know that many top ones have free versions, or at least free trials.
Right.
The best way to start, just try a free version. Pick a few less critical accounts, maybe like a shopping site or a forum, and just see how it feels. Get comfortable with the flow.
That's smart. Low stakes. Ease into it. But what if even that feels like too big a step right now? Are there other good options?
Oh, absolutely. If a password manager feels like too much commitment initially, you can still make a massive improvement by using memorable passphrases.
Passphrases, okay.
This is super simple, but really effective. It plays on how our brains actually work. It's not just about making it long. It's about making it complex in a different way. So instead of something short and guessable, like, you know, fluffy 123.
Which is terrible, yeah.
Terrible. You could try something like sunshine.river.bookclub2024.
See? Ah, okay. Like a little sentence, almost.
Exactly. The idea is it's long, it's unique to that account, but it's way easier for a human to remember than just random letters and numbers. Because it uses words, patterns, things our brains latch onto.
Right, linguistic memory.
Precisely. But for a computer trying to guess it, it's much harder than you'd think, especially compared to shorter passwords, even ones that look complex. Mixing common words with maybe unusual separators like exclamation points or numbers makes it hard for automated attacks.
That's clever.
A little trick. Think of a line from a song you like or a quote, and then just tweak it slightly. Replace an A with an at, or add a year at the end like twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Easy to remember, hard to crack.
That's a brilliant tip. Okay, so we have password managers and strong passphrases. What's the next layer we should really be thinking about for solid digital security?
That brings us to something absolutely critical. Multi-factor authentication, MFA. You often hear it called two-factor authentication or 2FA.
MFA.
Think of it like adding a deadbolt to your digital door.
Mm.
It needs more than just your password, which is something you know. It also needs something you have, like your phone getting a code.
Okay.
Or even something you are, like your fingerprint or your face scan.
So it's that extra step, like when my bank texts me a code.
Exactly that. The most common ways are codes via SMS text message. Using an authenticator app, like Google Authenticator or Authy. There are several, or biometrics, the fingerprint face stuff.
Which is best?
Well, SMS codes are definitely better than nothing. But generally, authenticator apps are seen as more secure. They're tied to your phone number, which could potentially be hijacked or intercepted in some scenarios.
Got it.
But the bottom line is, for your most important accounts, definitely email, banking, major social media turning on MFA makes it dramatically harder for anyone to get in, even if they somehow steal your password.
Yeah.
It's really a non-negotiable these days for anything sensitive.
Okay, those are three really concrete, powerful tools. Password managers, strong passphrases, and MFA. But let's shift gears slightly. Thinking about passwords not just as tech, but as protection. Like, think about locking your front door at night. You're not just turning a key, are you? You're protecting your family, your home, your memories. That feeling of safety, your peace of mind.
Right. It's symbolic, but also very practical.
Exactly. And passwords do the same thing online. They're the digital guardians for our lives.
Yeah.
Let me give some examples. A strong password on your kid's school portal or their gaming account. That's a shield. It protects their personal info, keeps their online space safer.
Absolutely critical.
For parents, secure logins for online banking. That protects retirement funds, the family finances, and even something like unique passwords for Netflix or Spotify. It protects your family's privacy, stops random people from getting into your account, maybe messing things up or seeing your history. When you start seeing passwords like that as these vital shields for the people and things you love, then suddenly building good habits feels less like a chore.
Yeah, less like homework.
And much more like just taking care of things, an act of love even, responsibility.
That's such a powerful way to frame it, connecting it to the bigger picture. Good password habits aren't just technical checkboxes. They become these extensions of how we care for each other.
Right.
It's saying, your safety matters to me. Your privacy matters. Not just offline, but online too, where we spend so much time. That shift in perspective, that's what makes these habits stick long term. It makes the why really personal and compelling.
So what does this mean practically, day to day, especially in a family? It means cybersecurity isn't just one person's job. It works best when it's shared.
A team effort.
Where good habits are taught, modeled, reinforced. It becomes a shared responsibility, not just mom or dad nagging everyone. It's about building that culture of digital safety together. And you can get everyone involved, whatever their age. Mm-hmm. For younger kids, you can use that analogy. Hey, would you use the same key for your bike lock, your bedroom door, and the front door?
No way.
Of course not. Each key protects something different. So different passwords for games, school, whatever, for teenagers. Get them started on a password manager early and empower them. Maybe they can teach grandma how to use it or help a younger sibling.
Oh, that's brilliant. Peer teaching is so effective. Give them ownership.
Right. And for older relatives, don't just lecture them. Offer to sit with them. Walk them through creating a long passphrase together. Help them set up the autofill or the password manager. Make it a supportive thing you do together.
That's spot on. When everyone feels involved, when they see their part in keeping things safe, then cybersecurity stops being this like abstract technical burden.
Yeah.
It becomes a shared family value. Something you all do naturally to protect each other. That shared ownership is incredibly powerful. And it lasts. Mm-hmm. It can carry across generations.
And to make it maybe even a bit more engaging, less like a chore, you could actually turn it into a family tradition. Now, I love this idea. Picture a family password reset day.
Okay. Sounds thrilling.
I know. It sounds maybe like the most boring holiday ever, right? Like right up there with Clean the Gutter Sunday.
Pretty much.
But hang on, it doesn't have to be awful. Think about it. Once a year, maybe around the start of school or near a holiday break, everyone gets together, order pizza, get some snacks, put on music.
Make it an event.
Yeah. And just spend an hour, maybe two, reviewing and updating the most important logins. Banking, main email, maybe the main streaming account, health stuff.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Keep it light. Talk about why you're doing it. Maybe share funny stories of near misses or things you learned. It's like digital spring cleaning. Keeps everything safer and more organized, but hopefully without the usual stress.
That's actually a great analogy.
And while you're at it, perfect time to double check that MFA, that extra lock, is turned on for those critical accounts. Just a moment to make sure everyone's using strong habits, tightening things up, fortifying your shared digital space.
That tradition is brilliant.
Yeah.
Seriously, because it normalizes being proactive about security. Mm-hmm. And what's really fascinating here is that the real strength, your true digital safety, it doesn't come from finding one magical, perfect password that lasts forever.
Right, because threats change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Threats evolve, breaches happen, systems get updated. The strength comes from consistency.
Yeah.
From shared practices, using that password manager, choosing good passphrases, having MFA turned on, and setting aside time for those resets.
It's the ongoing effort.
It's the consistent effort done together that dramatically lowers your risk over the long haul. You're building a more resilient digital life for the whole family. And maybe even more importantly, these habits, they give you something arguably better than just security. They give you peace of mind. Knowing your family's important accounts are properly protected, it doesn't just reduce the chance of getting hacked. It actively removes that nagging worry in the back of your head that, what if someone gets my bank details? Or is my kid's gaming account safe?
That mental load lifts.
It really does. And in this crazy, always-on world, that is incredibly valuable, truly priceless.
Absolutely. So when you bring it all together, passwords, they often feel like a pain, but they're honestly one of the simplest, most direct ways we can show care for ourselves and for the people we love.
Mm-hmm.
By just reframing it, thinking about password habits as acts of love and responsibility, we can move from feeling drained by it all to feeling actually empowered. When kids grow up seeing good digital habits, when older folks feel supported using new tools, when families actually work together on this, password security becomes more than just tech stuff. It's a shared practice, trust, safety, connection. It's like a digital foundation for the family's well-being.
It really is. You know, cybersecurity isn't just about building stronger digital locks. It's really about building daily habits. Habits that protect the people and the things that matter most to us.
Well said.
And peace of mind online. It doesn't come from being perfect or never making a mistake. It comes from building resilience, taking those small, consistent steps. And anyone can do it. We really hope you take those first steps today. Because that peace of mind, it's genuinely within reach for you and your family.